Good morning. Last week we began the discussion of Ma'aser Ksafim and the shiur of how much tzedakah a person is mechuyev to give. Now, to briefly recap, we began with the din of Takanos Usha, that over there the halacha is that Be'usha Hiskinu Hamavazir Zalivazir Zayosin Mechaymish, that there is a cap. A person is not allowed to give more than a chaymish, more than a fifth of his nechasim to tzedakah. Then we're in Ksubis is mashma, because the problem is that if he gives away too much, we're afraid that he himself will become an ani ve'evyon. And therefore, to protect himself, we limit the amount of tzedakah he is supposed to give. Now this seems to be halacha psuka. Gemara in Ksubis writes it. Gemara in Yushami in Peah brings it down. But we'll get back to this a bit later. On the other extreme, as far as what the minimum is, how much tzedakah a person is mechuyev to give. So that we began the discussion by talking about all other mitzvahs. How much is a person mechuyev to give up to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh? So by eloi saseh, the halacha is a person, before he goes ahead and be a dayim, violates eloi saseh, he has a chiyev to give up all of his money to avoid being over an iser. By an aseh, the halacha is not like that. By the aseh, the rush, based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma, and there are more passings like this in Tuf Reish Nun Vav, says that a person does not have to spend a hoyin rav to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh. The Rosh does not give a shiur what a hoyin rav is. One of his proofs is hayivaz v'zayivaz v'zayosim mechaymish. Neshach learns the Rosh means that the chiyuv for every mitzvah saseh is up to a fifth, up to a chaymish, just like we find by Takanos Usha. However, Rabbi Yeruchim, who's the Talmud of the Rosh, argues, he says the shiur is you have to spend at least a tenth of your nechasim to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh averes, but not more than that. Now, halacha l'maisa, we pointed out last week, there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Gris Maisha. It's a very extreme machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah, actually the Bir Halacha, Tav Reish Nun Vav, brings down two other gemaras that seem to be seisur this halacha. On one hand, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, tells us about Rambam Gamliel, who spent 1,000 zuz for an esrog. And the Gemara is clear that it's showing the chavivus that Rambam Gamliel had for mitzvahs. Rambam Gamliel was a nasi. Presumably, he was worth more than 10,000 zuzim. So if that's the case, or at least more than 5,000, if that's the case, if there's a chiv to spend a chaymish or maiser of your nechasim for a mitzvah asei overes, if he had no other option, if he's on a boat and there's no other way to be mekayim the mitzvah, then there should be chiyuv maker hadin. What is the big praise for Rabbi Gamliel that he spent this money on an esrog? That's one kasha. Now, on the other hand, the Bir Halacha says, so that's mashma really, that you don't have a chiyuv to spend so much for mitzvahs. The other extreme, we have a Gemara in Kedushin that says, that seems to say that for Pidyon HaBen, a person has to spend his last dime to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Now, if it's his last dime, it's obviously more than a chaymish of his zechasim. And still, the Gemara says there's a chiyuv. We're talking about what comes first, be paid to yourself, paid to your son, but it seems clear there is a chiyuv. So we have three different halachos. We have one halacha by an esrog that sounds like you never have to spend a lot. We have halacha pinyon haben that you have to spend every last dime. And we have this rosh and the Rebbe Yeruchim that says either a tenth, a fifth, or you don't have to spend all that much. So to answer these kashas, the Igros Moshe says the ikur is you never have to spend a hoin rav. The ikur is like the Gemara with Rangam Liel, that to spend a thousand zuz on an esrog, even for a nasi, is a lefnim ashur sadin, you never mechuyev to do it. Even a tenth, even a Rabbein Yeruchim, the Igros Moshe Paskins is not the sheet of Roiv Poiskim, and he says really al pidin, you never have to spend a hoin rav. If it's very expensive, you don't have to spend it even for a mitzvah saseh. Now, how to define very expensive, he doesn't say. But you never have to spend a hoin rav. What about the Gemara in Kedushin? He says there, by Pidyon HaBen, it's different. Pidyon HaBen, you owe the kohen money. There's a choiv. Just like if you owe someone money, you can say that there's a mitzvah to pay you back, but mitzvahs are only until a chaymish or until maaser, so I'm not going to pay you. So he says, Pinyin HaBen too, where you owe it to the Kohen, that's why you have to give every last dime. But a regular mitzvah saseh, you never have to spend a lot of money. He says, that is why people do not write Sefer Torah. He says, many people, Sefer Torah is very expensive. Again, it's machlokes rishayim whether you're mechuyev to or not. But he says, people, we don't find that people are makbid to go ahead and to write a sefer Torah. It's for this reason, because it's a hain rav. He says there's no chiyuv to spend it for a mitzvah saseh. In fact, the Igros Moshe says, for most people, he says, you should not write a Sefer Torah. Because even if you can scrape together the money, he says, since there's halacha of al-yavazeh is yoser mi-chaymish, if you spend a fifth of your money writing a Sefer Torah, there'll be nothing left for other mitzvahs and for other aniyim. And therefore, the Igros Moshe says, it's not kedai to do it. He says, if you want to write a Sefer Torah and it's less than a tenth, that you can do. You'll spend a tenth on this, a tenth on other mitzvahs and on tzedakah. But to use it all on a Sefer Torah, to be mafsid in the aniyim, he says, that is ein ruach hacham noichi menu, he says you should not do. This is the shita of the Igros Moshe. The Chavetz Chaim takes these kashas and comes to the exact opposite conclusion. Chavetz Chaim says the ikur is you have a chiyuv to spend certainly a tenth, and he says he's noita, there's a chiyuv of a fifth, and sometimes even more. The Gemara by Pinyin HaBen, they have to spend your last dime on a mitzvah saseh. Chavetz Chaim says, because really, for a mitzvah saseh, you have to spend all of your money. Mitzvahs don't have a price tag. Takanas Usha just says that in order that we don't want you to come in ani, you don't have to spend. You shouldn't spend more than a fifth. Zad Chavetz Chaim, that means a regular person. He has his income, he has his capital. If he take a fifth of his money, now there's a problem. Or if he spends more than a fifth, the problem is he now may become an ani. If he's down to his last $5, Zogdei Chavetz Chaim, it's not going to make a difference whether he spends or not on a mitzvah. He's an ani regardless. He's living off, he has a job, he's living off each day, he just earns enough and he spends it. As long as he has a job, he'll be fine. The moment he loses a job, he'll be an ani. So Zogdei Chavetz Chaim, when you only have enough money left to do one mitzvah, you're down to your last few dollars, there Takanas Usha doesn't apply. And there, he says, that's why the Gemara in Kedushin says you have to spend the last few dollars to do the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. He says it'll apply to all mitzvahs. In the Gemara in Sukkah, what's the big deal that Rav Gamliel spent 1,000 zuz on an esrog? So there, the Chavetz Chaim has a chiddush. He says an esrog should not cost 1,000 zuz. Esrog, I mean, I guess people have been complaining about the price of esrogim for many centuries, but 1,000 zuz was not the price. What happened? Rav Gamliel was the Nasi. He was on a boat, and there's only one esrog on the boat. So the fellow who owned the esrog was a bit of a shady character. I guess that's been around also for many years. And he said, listen, I have the Nasi. He's desperate. So I'm going to tell him, either give me 1,000 zuz or I'm not giving you the esrog. Zogdei Chavetz Chaim, if it's not the fair price and someone's just trying to take advantage of you, he says, that's called an oinus. And if you're an oinus to spend this kind of money, that you're not mechuyev to do. So if the price of an esrog is $200 and all you have is $1,000, in that case, the Chavetz Chaim would say, you're mechuyev to spend it. A chayim is mechuyev to spend. But if the price of an esrog is supposed to be $200, but the person is, because he has you over the barrel, is trying to charge you $1,000, there, regardless of whether you have $10,000, $50,000, it doesn't make a difference. He says, that's called an oinus, and that you're not mechuyev to spend. So halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that for a mitzvah say oiveres, you have to spend certainly meiser, certainly a tenth of your nechasim, and he's mitzadeh to say it's very yitzachin, it's even more, it's even a chaymish. And in many cases where it won't make a difference, the Chavetz Chaim's case over there is where you only have a few dollars, so it won't make a difference, there you're mechuyev to spend everything for a mitzvah say oiveres. The opposite case, he doesn't discuss in the Mishnah Berurah, but from the Avos Chesed, it sounds like if a person is extremely wealthy also, we're spending more than a chaymish, there's no chashash, he'll become an ani, it could be his mechuyev to spend that as well. So that is by every other mitzvah saseh. What about tzedakah? How much do you have to spend, how much of a person's nechasim does he have to spend to be mekayem the mitzvah of tzedakah? So let's learn inside the halacha in Siman Reish Mem Tes Sif Aleph. Everyone has it in the Ma'amar Kaimis. So the Mechaba, there's a very interesting Mechaba. The Mechaba writes like this: Shir Nisinasa, the amount of tzedakah a person has to give. So it depends. Im Yodei Maseges, if he can afford Yitin Kefitzar Chaniyim, you give based on the aniyim's need. As we learned before, there's a chiv of day machsoir, right? You have to give the aniyim whatever they need. If you can afford to, you give them whatever they need. But if you can't afford to fill all their needs, today, if a person tries giving every ani day machsoir, he will run out of funds rather quickly. So a mitzvah minam mufchar is to give a fifth of your nechasim. V'echad me'asara mida beinonis. And a mida beinoni, the average mida would be a tenth of your nechasim. Pachas mikan ayin ra. But if you give less than a tenth, that is an ayin ra. So Mechaber sets it up as two halachas. If you can afford to, you give them day machzera. You give them whatever they need. If you can't afford, so then it depends. You should, an ayin yafa is giving a fifth. Mida Beinoni is giving a tenth, and an Ayin Ra is less than a tenth.
He doesn't hold the value
of Asriz at all. So there are a few Ha'aras on the Mechaber. The first is he does not say a word that you about Takana Susha, that you're not supposed to give more than a fifth. Now the Ramah adds, if you look in the Haggah, the Ramah says, never give more than a fifth. The Mechaber doesn't say a word. Now this is a Kasha. What? Excuse me?
Is it possible to say that Gemara
speaks
about
this is other than this is doctrine? Possibly. So we'll get to that. Some do learn like that. The Rambam brings it down. The Rambam, this is the Lashon of the Rambam, brings it down in Hilchus Hegdish by Erchin. It's Shver from the Gemara, because the Gemara in Ksubis applies it to Tzedakah, but the Grismayisha learns the Mechaber like that. We'll get to that in a moment. So the first story is the Mechaber does not say anything about a maximum. He just... Now the second thing is, what does he mean? He says, if you can afford, you pay, give the machzor. If you can't afford, you give a chaymish. So the Aruch HaShulchan learns that what Mechaber means is like this. Mechaber means is that if a person can afford to give the machzor, which means if he has a lot of money and there are very few aniyim, so by him giving, let's say, 3% of his money, now already all the aniyim are taken care of. So that's what the Mechaber means. If you can afford to give it, and you're not bumping up into a chaymish, into a meiser, you give day machzor, and that's it. Even though it's only 3% of your money, since everyone now has day machzor, that's it. In Mekai, in the mitzvah, there's no reason to do more. But if you're not able to, if their day machzor is more than that, then Mechaber says, if you are ayin yofa, a generous person gives a fifth of his money, an average person gives a tenth, and an ayin ra gives less than that. Now, this, according to Zarach HaShulchan, it comes out that there's never a chiyuv to give more than a chaymish. Adraba, there's the Takana Susha, even though the Mechaber doesn't mention it. Even a chaymish is only ayin yofa. For someone who is generous will give a fifth. It's the right thing to do, but it's an ayin yofa. The Mida Beinoni, your typical person, is going to give maaser. This is the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the truth is, even this Aruch HaShulchan, what is the makar of this halacha that an ayin yafa gives a fifth? If we had Takana Susha, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. We haven't seen yet that a person should give a fifth. So this does not come from the Bavli. However, if you look at the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Peah, when it brings down this din of Takana Susha, there it brings it down differently. There's actually a different gersois. But according to many Gersois, the Yerushalmi says, but the Bu'usha Hiskinu, that you should give a fifth for tzedakah, for mitzvahs. So the Mechaber, the Rambam, is passing like this Yerushalmi, that Takana Susha is two halachas. It's a maximum, but it's also a recommendation that l'chadchila, a person should give a fifth of his money for tzedakah. He's not allowed to give more, but l'chadchila, the ayin yafa, is to give a fifth of his nechasim. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan learns the Mechaber. However, there are many of the Achroinim argue. And it's based on this Mechaber is a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, there's a Shver Rambam. There's also a Goyin. The Goyin wrote a letter in which he writes his family that you should be very careful to always give at least a Chaymish, to give a fifth of your Nechasim to Tzedakah. Zok the Goyin, if you give less than a fifth, you're going to be either kama lavim, kama isurim doiraisa. The Goyin says, if you do not give a fifth of your nechasim, you're either a lav. Now this is a pella. Until now, we didn't see anything about a chaimish. This Rambam is the only makar of a chaimish. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Ayin yofa mitzvah min hamukar is to give a chaimish. Me the beinoni is meister." Along comes the goyin and says, "Forget about me. Forget about ayin yofa." He says, "If you're giving less than a chaimish, you're over isurei doraisa." What's going on? This is kineg. This is kineg and mufurshim mechaber and mufurshim Rambam. Zog the Chavetz Chaim, this is the pshat. The Goyin, and there's the Rishon Litzion, and other, and the Pirush Mishnayos, they're also mashmait that learned that these are two separate halachas. The Mechaber starts off by saying, Shir nisinosoi im yodei masagis yitein kifi tzarechaniyim. If a person can afford, a person has plenty of money, and he can give dei machsoiroi without any problems, he can give it berevach, he's not going to miss the money. He just cuts a check for whatever they need. There, the Rambam and the Goyin held me'ikar ha'din, there's a chiyuv to give a chaimish. And if you can easily afford to, berevach, you have plenty of money and you won't miss it. There, the Goyin says, if you give less than a chaimish when there are aniyim around, you're over an iser. In these cases, if the aniyim need more, there, according to some poskim, it could be if you can afford to easily, there's a chiyuv to give more than a chaimish. Others say it's not a chiyuv, but it's a lifnim mishuras hadin. So the mechaber, in the first part of the mechaber, in yodei maseges, there the Chavetz Chaim learns, means if a person can easily afford to, there we don't have these levels of a tenth, a fifth, ayin yofa, ayin or mi debenini. There may ikar hadin, there's a chiyuv for a chaimish. Mitzvah min hamukhver would be to give above that, and at least according to some poskim, it could be there's even a chiyuv to give more than that. What? Enochnami. The one that says it is the Goyin and the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. This Mechaber itself alone, if you read this Mechaber, you would never learn this Pshat in the Mechaber. But the Mechaber is based on a Rambam. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos is mashma. There's a chiyuv to give a chaymish or perhaps even more when it's kaimi aniyim, when they're aniyim, and you're able to give berevach. No, the Rambam, this Mechaber is quoting the Rambam Yad HaChazaka. This is word for word the Rambam Yad HaChazaka. There's another Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, which again, there's the Chavetz Chaim is busy. What? This is the Chavetz Chaim is pshat. It's based, the Goyin is the one that says halacha l'maisa, that giving less than a fifth, you're over an iser. So the Avos Chesed learns that the pshat and the Goyin is, he understood these Rambams, that when a person has plenty of money, there's a chiv maker adin to give a chaymish. That's when it's yodei maseges. V'mein yodei maseges kol kach, if he can't afford to give dei machsoira easily, So then it depends. A mida beinoni is going to be meiser, and an ayin yof is going to be chaimish. Now, if you learn like this pshat, what comes out is it's a tremendous chumra. What? No. It means so the mechaber continues. It means when you first earn the money, you give a chaimish from it. Mikano l'haba, once you give that chaimish, you stop. But future income, you take off a fifth or a tenth, whatever the shear is, of all future income. So it comes out, according to this Goyin, and according to this Rambam, if you learn the Rambam like this, it's a tremendous chumrah. It comes out that takanas usha, the cap, is only in normal situations. But a person who can easily afford to, then this cap does not apply. And adarab, but there's a chiyuv meikar hadin to give a chaimish if you can afford to. Now, the Chavetz Chaim is very clear that in this level, where we're saying that it's a chiyuv to give a chaimish, this means where the person can afford to berevach. A person does not have to be doichik himself in order to be mekayim this din. There's the din of meiser, we'll get to where the concept, the regular din of tzedakah. So there we saw, like the Aruch HaShulchan, a person should be pushing himself to make sure to give the appropriate level of tzedakah. But this din, that perhaps even more than a chaimish is a mitzvah min hamukhver, and a chaimish is mikra hadin, that's only when the person is an asher muflig, when the person can afford to without any problems whatsoever. There you have the schumra. But for him to be doich himself, there the schumra would not apply. Now the goyin may argue, it's a shtukl tzarchi, and the goyin wrote a letter to his mishpacha. His goyin's mishpacha was not known to be a wealthy family. So the goyin sounds like he was machmir mikra hadin. But our kopan on the Chavetz Chaim, when he brings it down, says it only takes this chumra when it's yodei seges berevach, when he's not going to miss it, he doesn't have to push himself to be mekayim this mitzvah.
What's the definition of any problem whatsoever?
subjective. You are your own dayan when it comes to hilchos tzedakah. No one is going to make this judgment call for you. But that's what Chavetz Chaim says. This level of being mechayiv to give mechayiv to, now either way, a chaimish, the Merachaber said, either way, it's a mitzvah min amuchah. Either way, even if a person has to push himself, it's a mitzvah min amuchah, an ayin yofo should give a chaimish. But it's not a chiyuv mekar adin. But if a person is very well, if you're able to just cut the check out of, you know, the cash is sitting in the account, you don't have to change your style, your lifestyle, then according to the Chavetz Chaim, you would, and according to this going, you'd have a chiyuv mekar adin. Okay. Right. The problem. Right. That's true, and much of it is like that. The problem is that the Goyin is very graphic when he talks about this issue, and he starts saying all the isurim that you're over. So to say derech muster, and he's telling you you're over this lav when it's not true, you can't learn like that. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim takes it very literally, because he says you're over this lav. He says you're over this lav. That's a halacha psuka. It's not just a devar musar. Now, in halacha l'mayis, it's hard to say a person is mechuy, this is a person's mechuy maker adin. Even when the Chavetz Chaim brings it down, he brings it down as a yesh imrim. But Chavetz Chaim is certainly neschashiv with the shitas. And certainly, if it's since either way it's a mitzvah min amufkur, it's kedai to do it. I don't know if you can say that it's a chiyuv mikra hadin, but Chavetz Chaim certainly is noitza that a person should be doing it. Now, the truth is, the Chavetz Chaim l'shitasa anyway, it's not such a big chiddush, because Chavetz Chaim by every mitzvah saseh oiveris is really noitza the chiyuv mikra hadin is a chaimish. So if that's the case, so it's not a chiddush. And when it comes to tzedakah, if a person can afford to, and there are aniyim around, he also is mechayiv to give a chaymish. The Gros Moshe that's more makel and says by any mitzvah there's no chiyuv to give such a high amount. So there's no real makar that tzedakah there is a greater chiyuv than other mitzvahs. And there, but akopanim and Chavetz Chaim certainly is machmer and says a person should give when if he can easily afford to, he should give the chaymish. Now, as we mentioned before, the Mechaber does not bring down this cap at all. According to the Chavetz Chaim, the reason why he does not bring down the cap is because since today there are always aniyim around, when there are kaimi aniyim, he says this rule doesn't apply. The Erech Shai has an interesting pshat. He says that although there's takanos usha, there's a cap of a fifth, he says, what happens if a person does an avera? Anyone has to bring a carbon. Do you say that if a carbon will cost more than a fifth of his nechasim, he shouldn't bring it? He says, chasim avadanat. If he needs a kapara, person pays for a kapara, the same way he's eating and there's a cost of living. If he needs a kapara, he'll pay whatever it takes to get the kapara. Zok the Erech Shai, the same thing is true. Tzedakah, we know, is one of the ikrim of tshuva. And today he says, since most people walking around need to do tshuva and need a kapara, so they'll end up having, if they're giving more to get that kapara, takonos usha will not apply. What? That's true. And that's a specific, but if a person either needs the minimum, or a person for a kapara, for whatever it is, part of tshuva is giving tzedakah. So if the only way to do that is to go above the maximum, the Erech Shai says the takana susha would not apply. Very good. So now this leads us to Maaser. Everyone knows about Hilchos Maaser. Everyone always has questions, how to calculate it, what can you count for Maaser, tuition, support, all sorts of shilas. We haven't yet seen anywhere any makar to give Maaser. The only numbers we've seen is the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, Maaser is a mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah, the mitzvah min amuchar, is a chaymish. And according to the Goyin, it's not just a mitzvah min amuchar. If you can afford to easily, it's a chiyuv. So right now, we have not yet seen anywhere where there's really an inyan of Maaser. Adarabba, we should have named, instead of calling the Shiurim Tzedakah U'Maaser, we should have called the Shiurim Tzedakah V'Chaimish. Nobody would have came, right? But so far, we have not seen a Makar. Okay, me the Bainer. You want to be a Bainer, there's Maaser. So let's go through. Things are not quite as simple. The Mechaber doesn't say a word about Hilchos Maaser. The Ramah will mention Maaser in a roundabout way, but the Makar of where Maaser is really discussed is in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph. There, the Mechaber goes through all of Hilchos Trumos and Maisus over there. So the very last Ramah in Kuf Mem Vav says like this. He says, the Mechaber skipped out Hilchos Maisur Ani. Why? Because it's Maisur Ani today is not really Negea. It's Tztaka, we give Tztaka, you look for Hilchos Tztaka. But Maisur Ani is not Negea today. Zakta Taz, Maisur Ani is not Negea today. What do you mean? Anyone who makes money gives Maisur. Maisur Ksafim. Maisur Ksafim, he says, is the same thing as Maisur Ani. And therefore, you want to know Hilchos Maisur Ksafim? Learn Hilchos Maisur Ani. And that's how, that's where to find out with halachas. The Taz learns that the chiyuv of Maisur Ksafim is just like there's a chiyuv of Maisur Ani. When you make money, there's a chiyuv to take off Maisur, and that is the same halachas of Maisur Ani. The way the Taz learns is a chiyuv do'oraisa to be mafresh meiser from the money from the revachim, from money that you make, just like there's a chiyuv to take off meiser of things that grow to give to meiser ani. Oh, good. So we'll get to that. So this is the Taz shita. There's a chiyuv do'oraisa learned out of meiser ani. Now, the Taz is more or less a dasi achid. I mean, there are one or two other shitas. Many poskim argue and say it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, although there's a Tosefta, which Tosis in Tanya's Daf Tes, which we have the Maram Koymis, brings down a Tosefta, that there's an Indian of Maaser Ani. But most learn it is an Asmachta ba'alma. It is at most, Maril learns it is a chiyuv d'rabbana. If you look at the Pesach Tshuva in Shin Laman Aleph, he comes out, he says, according to Roiv poskim, Maaser is not only is not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's not a chiyuv d'rabbana, it is a minhog ba'alma. There's a minhag to give ma'aser. Now, it is not a recent minhag. Avram gave ma'aser, Yitzchak gave ma'aser, Yaakov gave ma'aser. It is a minhag kadum, but it is a minhag ba'alma to be mafresh ma'aser. It is nothing more than that. So we have a Taz that says it's d'oraisa. We have the sheet of Roiv Poskim that holds that it's only a minhag. Now, okay. We'll get back to this machlokes in a moment. Let's go through the Ramah over here. Tells us a little bit about Hilchos Maaser, and this we'll see will be a pesach, will be an opening to really understand what this chiyuv is and what the pshat is. Zog the Ramah, and this is the only time we're going to discuss Hilchos Maaser in Dinei Tzedaka. Zog the Ramah, and we're back to Reish Mem Tes. Ve'in la'aseis mi Maaser shaloi devar mitzvah. A person should not use his Maaser money to do any mitzvahs with. Kagoy neiros lebeis haknesses oishar dvar mitzvah. The case, this is actually quoting a Maril. Someone wanted to know, there are actually two Marils. Someone wanted to know, can I use my Maaser money either for matonis levyoinim, or can I use my Maaser money to buy neiros, to buy candles for the shul? Is that Maril? No, you can't. Maaser money is for giving to tzedakah, doing another mitzvah with it, giving it to a shul. Maril says you cannot do. Rak yedenu laniyim. You have to give it to aniyim. Okay, hold on. We'll get to Pshat and Maril in a minute. So what Maril says, the way that Ramah brings it down, is a yisoid. Stoko is Maaser is for aniyim. Masha einkein, other mitzvahs you cannot use Maaser for. Now what that means is, you learn the Ramah kipshuta. If you want to donate money to your shul, you want to donate money to many of the organizations that do chesed. So Beis Knesses is very important. But it's not tzedakah. It's not going to aniyim. Right? Today, people, when they use the word tzedakah, people use the word tzedakah, basically any mitzvah that costs you money, you call it tzedakah. But in reality, the mitzvah of tzedakah is de machzara, giving to poor people who need it. When you're doing other mitzvahs, you're making a donation to a shul, you're giving money to an organization that does chesed, that is not the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, it depends what it is. If the chesed is, you're buying, you're doing something for aniyim, you're providing them with food, or you're providing an ani with something that he needs, that is de machzore, that is the mitzvah of tzedakah. But helping someone out, going ahead, and I don't want to use names or anything, but if you're doing something which is just there to help make life easier for people, it's lav dafka going to aniyim. You want to sponsor a prize for a learning program, so the people in the learning program may or may not, if they're not aniyim, it's certainly not the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, it's a hachzakas ha-Torah. We're going to see. Maybe hachzakas ha-Torah comes before the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if you want to know, you mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, the answer is no. It's not tzedakah. It's something else. Yeah, might be more chashuv. Might have kedima. But zok the Ramah, if you're using meiser money is for tzedakah only. Doing other mitzvahs do not go into this cheshbon. They don't go into this calculation. Excuse me? Good. That's a separate. That we saw. That a person comes and if a person comes and he's befrat, if he has a letter which is trustworthy, then you don't have to be choshes that he's a rabbi. We're talking about over here. You're specifically giving the money not to an audience, you're giving it to a shul. You're giving it to a yeshiva. Correct. If you're giving to a scholarship fund, everyone agrees that's tzedakah. The same way you can pay an ani's gas bill or their food bill. If they have a schar limud bill, you can certainly pay that. So giving to a scholarship fund would not be a shaila. And the same thing would be true is if you have a shul and everyone's supposed to give a certain amount of money, but the aniim can't afford to. So you're going to give them their share, so that arguably would also be tzedakah. But if you're not giving the scholarship fund, you're just doing, you're sponsoring something, you're doing something which is not directly going for them, there it's questionable. You could make an argument that the money, since the money is fungible, you want to say that the money that I'm giving should be earmarked to help the people who aren't paying tuition in a chanami. But what I'll ask you is, many schools, there's a tuition committee, and they give people breaks. Now, is everyone who they're giving a break, does that mean, does that person qualify as a din and have a din of an ani? If the answer is yes, so then probably all money they're collecting is making up that shortfall. But if their minog is not to go too harsh on people, and there are people who are not technically aniyim and they still give breaks too, then it's not that mitzvah of tzedakah. It's a mitzvah of hachzakas ha-Torah.
That's how broad you interpret.
Correct. 100%. Okay, but that we saw. Does it mean that everyone who they give a tuition break, al pi halacha, has the right to knock on your door and ask you for tzedakah? If the answer is yes, then you're right. Then it's all going to aniyim. But if the answer is no, and the minog is that they go easier and they get more money from the ashirim, then we have this shayla. And at least in hilchus tzedakah, again, we'll discuss it, and it's not halacha psuka yet. But according to this Ramah, it sounds if it's not aniyim, the Ramah says you can't use your ma'aser money for it. Now let's learn a taz. We're going to see things are not quite this simple. The taz begins by bringing down, and he's going this Ramah, that you have to give it only to aniyim, you can't do other mitzvahs for. The taz then says two other chedushim. Taz says, starting by the third narrow line, Uleinim liknois mitzvahs bebeis hakneses b'mois ma'aser. Person wants to use his ma'aser money to buy aliyahs in shul. Zog the Taz. Nearly din b'shas k'nias ha-mitzvah ha-yadayta yalzeh. If when he bought the aliyah, when he made the pledge, his intent was to use ma'aser money, that's fine. Shari. D'ha-mois l'tzedakah also. Zog the Taz. You know why it's mutter? Because the money will go to tzedakah. What the Taz is meduyik is when you bought aliyahs in shul, the money didn't go to the shul. It was distributed to the aniyim. So the issue is not where the money ends up. The issue is that you're buying an aliyah. Who says you can use ma'aser money to buy yourself something? You can't go ahead and use ma'aser money, find an aniyah who sells cars and buy a car, right? You're paying for a car over there. But to buy an aliyah, the Taz says, if that was your intent originally, that is mutter. And the Mechaber, and the Taz explains, V'avshu nena b'mashem Mechaber likra esachem v'sefer Torah. He gets a hanah that he has an aliyah, he can be mechabit someone. Ein ze isur shere b'chol ma'aser yesh tevis hanah lebayla ma'aser ein kein in b'shas kiyaz mitzvah lo yiskav and litin ma'aser v'achak l'roitz l'frayim ma'aser havali k'proyochad ma'aser. Zog the Taz two things. He says every time you give ma'aser, every time you give tzedakah, there's a tevis hanah. You choose who to give it to, and whoever you give it to is going to have a certain gratitude that you gave them the money. That's not a problem. Tevis hanah, it doesn't have a real, it ain't a moment, it's not real value, it's not real money, and that's fine. Zok the Taz, giving money to aniyim, just because you now get an aliyah out of it, it's not like you bought something, it's not like you have a car. A tevis hanah, he says, is not a problem, and therefore there's no problem using ma'aser money. So in the Taz, he says it's going to aniyim. you're giving it to the shul, but the shul ends up distributing it to aniyim. It's not going for the maintenance of the shul. That's mavur in the Taz. His issue is you're getting something in exchange, and on that he says that's only a tovas hanoah, and that's mutter. Now, based on this, there's a famous Igros Moshe that says if you want to buy a lottery ticket from a moysid from Meiser money, he says that it depends on the lottery ticket. If they sell a fixed amount of tickets, where the ticket has a value, it has a value. May not be the full amount. Obviously, it's going to be less than what they're charging for it, but there's a value. There, says you're buying something just like you can't buy a car with your Meiser money, so you can't buy you can't buy stocks with your Meiser money, so you couldn't buy that lottery ticket either because it has a value. Meisha Einkein, in a case where they're raffling off a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and they sell an unlimited amount of tickets, there he says it doesn't really have value. Nobody would buy it if not for the fact that the money is going to tzedakah. No one would go ahead and buy this. It's only because of the tzedakah. It's the value of the prize compared to the amount of tickets being sold is negligible. There, the Gros Moshe says not a problem. You can buy the lottery ticket from Moyes Meiser. But if there's a fixed amount of tickets, and sometimes you see that they say they will only sell a certain amount of tickets, then the ticket has real value. Because then you do a little quick math, how many tickets there are, what the value of the prize is, and there's a real value to the ticket, there it's going to be a problem. In addition, you're crowding out other people. They only can sell 1,000 tickets, so then if you buy a ticket, there's one less ticket available to be sold. So if you're going to use your Meiser money, and you're crowding out someone who's not going to use Meiser money, you're being mafsid the aniyim. But I'll call upon him in a case where it's negligible value, there the Gros Moshe is mekel, he says it's only teves, I know it's mutter. Oh, very good, very good. So it's like this. The Rukveger brings down from the Shla, and then Mesli Yaakov, and many places can say this as well. When you're bidding for an Aliyah, so it's true, the Taz says you can use that, you can use Meiser money for that, at least when the money is going to Taniyim. You know, we'll get back to today's setup later. Zok the Shla, that only means if someone bid $100 for the Aliyah, and you bid $120, that extra $20, that you can take off your Meiser. But the 100 that the Ani is that it was going to go to Aniyim anyway, he said that you can't do. Because if you use your Meiser money, now stuck a loss. Because had you not bid, they would have gotten $100 from that person. Now that you bid 120, they're only gaining 20. He says the 20 is the only thing you can use for Meiser money. Now, oh, very good. So if you're in a place where everyone gives Meiser and all the bids are with the same cheshbon coming off the Meiser, then this doesn't apply. Because then, Hegdish is not gaining or losing. It's just a question. Each person is bidding with their Meiser money. So in a case where you know everyone's bidding with Meiser money, that's fine. Meisha Einkein, in a case where you're the only one who's machbid on Meiser, everyone else in the shul is not Zohar and these in Yonim, then you'd have a problem. Then you can only, what you should do then is, if you want to buy an Aliyah, your opening bid should be $500. Just blow them away. And that way, it's all deductible. But the moment you start have a bidding war and you're going up by $10, you're only going to be able to take $10 off Meiser. So this is the Taz. Now the Taz makes another important condition, and that is this whole idea of taking off is only if when you made the pledge, your intent was to use Meiser money. However, if when you made the pledge, you weren't thinking about it. And then afterwards, someone gave you this idea, why take money out of your pocket? Use Meiser money. He said, that's not going to work. Because the moment you made the pledge, what happens? You now owe the money to tzedakah. If you owe money to tzedakah, to davar shebechayvo, you can't pay your chayv with Meiser money. It's not yours. So therefore, if you were mekabel originally, you're not mechayv yourself anything. You're mekabel basically, the $100 I owe to Meiser, I'm going to give to you. Good. So that's what you can do. But at first you say, I'm going to pledge $100 for tzedakah. And then afterwards, you want to pay up that pledge with the anim's mois meiser, that he said, that you can't do. And therefore, it comes out according to the Taz, whenever you make a pledge, you have to have in mind, this pledge is coming off my meiser cheshbon. Okay, so that's the first halacha of the Taz. The Taz now continues and says a new halacha, which is going to change everything. Zok the Taz, the cause of bedrisha b'shem shuvas merav menachem, Shemutr Litain min Hamaiser Leois Balbris, Ilahachnis Chosin Luchopa, Iliknois Sparim Lumoy Behem, Ulashim Lachem Lumoy Behem. Zog the, it's a Drisha, it's a Taz, and the Shach brings it down from the Marshal. A new halacha. a person is allowed to buy svarim with meiser money as long as he uses it for himself and he lends it out to anybody who needs it. And if you look at this truvus of Rav Menachem says, any dvar mitzvah that comes up where you cannot afford to do the mitzvah on your own, you can use meiser money. What person needs svarim, or people, it's not just the person privately. Back then, svarim were very rare, so if there was no rajba in the town, so you wanted to take your meiser money, buy a rajba, and make it available for anyone to use. So the Tshuvas Maram says, not a problem. If you can't afford to do it otherwise, you can use meiser money, you can buy the svarim, any dvar mitzvah. Now the problem is like this. The Ramah just paskin that, can you give neiros to, a person wanted to give neiros to shul, he said you can't do that. Dvar mitzvah, meiser money is for aniyim. Along comes the Taz, the Drish, and the Shach, and right after the Ramah, they bring down this tshuva, that you can buy svarim with meiser, and they don't say anything. They don't say it's a machlokes, they don't say they're paskening, they just bring down these two halachas one after another as if there's nothing wrong. So, the Achronim rule might be, what's going on? Can you use meiser for mitzvahs to buy svarim? Or no? Or is it only for aniyim? Zag de ber ha-goyla, chumay des chidosh. Zag de ber ha-goyla, there's no machlokes between Ramah and this Maram. Zag de ber ha-goyla, really, he holds, everyone agrees you can use meiser money to do mitzvahs. But zag de ber ha-goyla, that's only a mitzvah that you're not mechoyevin. You never made a pledge. You want to buy a rajba for the town. You have no obligation to do it. So if you want to take meiser money and buy a rajba, no problem. If you want to go ahead one day, you want to give neiros to the shul, you want to use meiser money, buy neiros, give it to the shul, according to the Beragoyla, no problem. The problem is only if you make a pledge, if it's a davrsha b'choiva, and now you want to use your meiser money to pay up a pledge, there he says you can't do, sigh for a mitzvah, or even for tzedakah. Once there's a pledge, you can't use meiser money. But good, if you make it tonight, that's also fine. But according to the Ber HaGoyla, even for a Dvar Mitzvah, no problem as long as it's not a Dovah Shabbachayt. And this is how the Ber HaGoyla learns. Comes along with Sam Sofer and says, this is not true. Zaglich Sam Sofer, if you look carefully at the Maril, he says, Maril says clearly, the reason why you can't give Neiris to Beis Knesses is nothing to do with Dovah Shabbachayt. It's not because you made a pledge. He said, the reason why you can't give it is Meiser is for Aniyim. Meis is for aniyim, it is not for mitzvahs. And therefore, he argues in the Ber HaGoyla, he says, according to Maril, you can never use meis money for mitzvahs. What's John Maram? How come Maram says you could use it to buy svarim? Zok to Chem Sofer like this. He said like this. We said before, there's a machlokes what the makar of the chi of meiser is. Is it a chi of daraisa? Is it a minog? Zok to Chem Sofer, if you hold it's a chi of mikra hadin, he says, like, Maril held it was a chi of doiraisa. If it's a chi of doiraisa, the chi of meiser is to give tzedakah. That goes to aniyim. You can't use any, you can't give neiros, you can't do any mitzvahs with it. It has to go only for aniyim. Zach Sam Sofer, Maram held it's only a minog. He said, if it's only a minog, the person says, I don't have that minog. I was never makabel to give meiser. So, you can't force him. It's a minog, it's not a chi of. Zach Sam Sofer, Maram held, there's no chiv to give meiser. So if a person says, I'm willing to give a tenth of my money, but you know what? Some will be for tzedakah, some I'm going to do mitzvahs with, some I'll buy neiros with, some I'll buy svarim with. It's a minog. Do what you want. As long as when you started doing it, you did it adayta dahachi, you can make up your own rules. It's not a chiv. Therefore, Zakhtar Islam say for halacha l'maisa, if a person was mafrish, started being mafrish meiser from his bar mitzvah, and the money always went to aniyim, and one day he decides he wants to give it to use a mitzvah, do a mitzvah with it, he can't do it. Once he's makabel it, it's a minog, it's a neder, he's stuck. However, in Maram's case, the person was never makabel it. From originally, and today, the minog, if you look around today, many people give meiser, but they give meiser to all sorts of organizations. They're minhog, the same way they're makabel to give meiser, they're makabel to give it not just for tzedakah, but they give it to mitzvahs as well. Since it's all based on a minog, and the minog today is to use the money not just for aniyim, but for mitzvahs as well. So, in minog, you can't be obligated to do more than your makabo, and therefore Chassam Sefer paskins that since it's a minog, and the minog today is to use the money for mitzvahs, therefore there's nothing wrong with using the money for mitzvahs. Afa pikein, if there's a pre-existing chayv, or The way the Taz is mashma, if you can afford to do the mitzvah otherwise, then a person should be machmir. But Maker Hadin, since we're dealing with a minog, and since today the practice is certainly to use the money for mitzvahs as well, a person could be maker. I just want to end off with one question, which we're not going to get to answer, but I'll just float the question. And that is, we really have a major stira between the first half of today's shir and the second half. Our first discussion was how much tzedakah you have to give. And we said, according to the goyin, if you have enough money, there's a chiv maker hadin to give a chaymish. If we don't go with a goyin, so al kol panim, we said there's a ayin yofo is a chaymish. Meiser is a mida benini. Worse than that is an ayin roh. That's a chiv of tzedakah maker hadin. Then, the second half of this year, we're talking about the chiv meiser. We said it's only a minhag. Since it's only a minhag, we had all sorts of kulas. You can do mitzvahs with it, you can buy neirus, you can buy sperm. It's only a minhag, there's no chiv. Do whatever you want. The problem is, forget about the minhag of Meiser. What happened to the chiyuv, the oraisa of giving tzedakah? Where there's a chiyuv, where mida beinoni is Meiser. So even though out to the minhag, you can do it for a dvar mitzvah, well, clearly you're not even going to be a beinoni, you're going to be an ayin ra, so out tzedakah itself, there should be a chiyuv to give the Meiser. So this question, and I think the other questions that everyone's waiting for about tuition and how to calculate Meiser, we'll, Mirtz Hashem, deal with next week.